Good evening, everybody. Sorry we're a little late. We had a long day.
Why not?
Anyway. Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining tonight on this late episode. I don't know why.
That was funny, though. Anyway, that was good. Thank you.
We have Marcos here tonight.
What's up, y'all? My blessings.
So tonight we're going to be talking about life and the meaning of it. Now, everybody has their different thoughts of what they think the meaning of life is. And of course, you're going to look at it as your own aspect, your own ideas, your own visions. So I'm going to leave it to Mark. I'm going to pass it over to Marcos real quick, and then we'll go back and forth. And I'm going to ask Marcos, what is your thoughts on the meaning of life?
The meaning of life? God.
Or what your vision is.
My visions of life is doing what God has asked us all to do, and that is to treat each other with kindness and lovingness, gentleness, understanding. You know, in my life growing up, you know, I've held a lot of grudges. I did a lot of wrong on people, to people, for people. I got nothing out of it. Just a lot of hate, a lot of anger, bitterness. And what? You know, God, when I became a pastor and I asked God why, because I just wanted to be an alcoholic and use drugs and. Because I was mad, I was angry. He took my best friend, took my mom. I was pissed. I was angry. Very. Didn't care who I hurt. I didn't care what I was doing. Because no one could ever compare to losing a parent. Can't.
Yeah, exactly. I hear you.
But it's something like... You know... Sorry.
No.
I see these kids. I call them kids. I'm
you're not that old.
The gentlemen that come into these doors... And the people that actually come to these doors, they ask for prayer. They ask just to be heard. And they're like, why do you know so much?
Right.
How did you know that was going to work that way? Because I had to learn the hard way.
Right. Exactly.
Because everything that we need to learn was in that book called the Bible.
Yep. Exactly.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Bible.
That's what it was. I couldn't remember what you said.
So, I'm gonna have to write that down. You know, basic instructions before leaving Earth. So, in the aspects, I went through a lot of stuff, and, you know, I thought God had it in for me. And it wasn't that He had it in for me. He was training me to help these kids, help these gentlemen, help these people that come through the door. And he goes, you've been through it. You can help them. Which is why church is very important, because there's somebody in church that could actually use your help. And we have church here. Everybody's here. We have church here. We help each other. We help those who are in need. And I want to make this very clear.
That was a motorcycle.
That wasn't me.
Yeah.
Let me make this very clear. Black River Studios doors are always open for anybody who needs prayer, anybody who needs help. I can't say that we're going to help you tremendously or with money, or it could just be whatever.
Even if you just need that.
Even if we just help you, you know, find you help. I mean, if you come here, chill out, I can pray with you, and then we can look for help together. Our doors are always open to help people. That's why we started this. Well, you got into this business, and then I followed along, and God did the rest.
Right, exactly.
So
I feel that you,
it's hard, man. You know, I see these kids that come in, and we just had a meeting with someone. I'm shaking. I'm just like, because he's a little me. The exact same life. And I was trying to figure out why God was tugging on my heart about him. And I said, I can't benefit from this kid, and I'm not trying to benefit from this kid. Why he's always on my heart? Why is he in my mind?
Right.
I found out. He's mad at me because he lost his mom.
And that could be very hard, yeah, of course.
It's very hard. It was watching the kid just struggling. But the point is that I got through my struggle and I felt his pain. I was trying to hide it. I'm dying not to cry in front of him, man. I'm crying in front of thousands of people now. I don't even care.
Yeah.
But the point is, he hugged me.
Yeah.
And he said, I love you. Thank you for being there. I said, you know, you never lost a father. You just couldn't see the one that was in front of you, and that's God. Exactly. All you had to do was look up and pray. Mm-hmm. God says, I got to have the faith of a mustard seed.
Exactly.
My heart broke praying. That kid has a lot of talent, man.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's a really, really good guy.
It's just, he didn't know how to utilize it. We have a whole studio of cameras, and we got a studio of music. We had a studio of
photography.
This kid just told us that he has a certificate for job training, and he went to classes for cameras and photography and film.
Okay. It's right here.
Why aren't you working?
Right. I mean, I'm like, I mean, I haven't been in your situation with that part, you know, like, and we've all done dumb things in our lives. But I feel in your position, you know, it's obviously a hard situation to lose any parent, you know, and I can't feel your pain like that, but I understand, and I know it sounds weird to say it like that, but we're here for you, no matter what. So
we're here for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're here for anybody who needs help.
Yeah, needs help. Yeah, whether it be, you know, you feel like you're drinking too much and you want like somebody, at least somebody just to talk to, you know.
We're here. We don't judge nobody.
Exactly. We don't care.
Judgment is the last thing we need, because I am very, very far from perfect. Trust me.
Nobody's perfect.
Nobody. And if you're out there judging people, please don't. Just stop.
Yeah, because I feel that there's a lot of things out there that people look at and think, oh, I'm better than that. Okay? Then show yourself that.
Yes.
You don't have to prove anybody anything different.
That's exactly what I told this kid. Mm-hmm. Prove it to yourself, man. Quit proving to people.
Exactly.
This is why we told you. This doors are always open for you, man. Just to show your talent, not just in the music game, but in all talents that God has given you. Mm-hmm. We have a studio full of cameras. You could have been making money a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a studio that is free for anyone to use, to try to build yourself up. And everybody's like, well, I didn't have time, or I didn't make time, and I just didn't feel right. And well, that's because, you know, the devil's planting that you're a loser stuff in your head. He's planting all this ugliness in your head that you're not good enough. God says you are enough. Mm-hmm. And you're well enough because I am you and you are in me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God loves every single one of us. And he gave us all different talents. Just because we don't see each other's talents doesn't mean that we're better than anybody.
Yeah.
That just means we're good at what we do.
That's one thing too that I want to say, is that anybody that comes in this building, not one of them is better than the other. You know, we're all on the same level here. And I've said this before, and I'm not saying it to boast, because that's not what I'm doing. I have a bachelor's and an associate's degree. Okay. I'm still not better than Marcos. I'm still not better than Tito. I'm still not better than, you know, whoever else.
It's just a piece of paper stating what you did.
Exactly.
That you took classes for.
Right. And it's like, cool, I learned how to use these so I can teach others.
Guess what? I know how to use those, and I didn't need a degree.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to be funny, man. I'm trying to stop grading her.
No, that's fine. And I agree, because it was like, and the only reason, one of the biggest positive, I guess you could say, outcomes out of this, obviously, is, yeah, I graduated, but I got to get these cameras because I graduated. So now we have the tools to use to make things and teach others to come in here and say, hey, you know what? I want to learn how to use that camera so you can use me for something. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to start that. So for $49.99,
no, right. For $39.99, you get the first class. And
no, but
$150 thereafter.
Right. That's your down payment.
Come
no, but I mean, for real. I mean, I've learned enough to where I can pass that knowledge on to others.
I'd
be able to do that.
Well, see, that's the thing is, coming from Oklahoma, you know, I asked God what He really wanted me to do, because I didn't want to come back to Michigan.
Right.
I wanted to stay in Oklahoma, you know, because we were going back and forth from Texas to Oklahoma. That was fun. I fell in love with the church that was down there. People down there just the gentleness and the kindness. And you could walk down the street and say, oh, God bless you. They didn't know who the heck you were. God bless you. No matter where you went, you go to Walmart. Oh, excuse me. God bless you.
Yeah.
It was kindness, man.
You don't really get that up here.
No, you get, you're in my way.
Which is, yeah. Which is unfortunate.
But, you know, God has... God has love for every single person.
Yeah.
And if you are lost and you didn't find your way yet, you will. And if you need help finding the way, I will help you.
Yeah.
I was lost for many years, just like this kid. I was lost for so many damn years. And it wasn't until I actually got to travel and actually preach and do everything in different churches and different states. And sometimes you felt the love, sometimes you felt the hate, sometimes you felt certain things, you go through certain things. I saw things that people shouldn't see.
Right.
That killed me. And I came back. I know I told my cousin Vidal, and I called him, and I called him crying, man. I'm like, I can't do this no more, man. What I saw in Mexico, no kid, child, baby should ever have to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back, and you asked me to be on the show, I was on the show, and I prayed, and I'm like, what do you want?
Right.
He said, you got so much talent, kid. Show him. Everything that you know, show him how to run a business. Show him how to do this. Yeah. And so when you asked me, what can I bring to the table?
Right.
I brought God.
Right.
Because I couldn't do this without him.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, because I honestly thought to myself, like, if I was to be in that position to where I was in a position like this, how would I respond? And so there was a time where I asked God, I'm like, I graduated, what am I supposed to do with this? What was the purpose of this? And now look where we're at, you know, which honestly, and I tell people, He's done more for me, for business-wise and, you know, friend-wise, and than a lot of people has in the last 10 years, outside of family members. And so it's like, I'm not saying nobody else has helped, but to be in this position, I wouldn't have been here because of that.
And what did I ask you for?
Nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. But what did I ask to do? Only one day a week.
Oh, pray. Do the church thing.
Do the church thing on Sunday.
Yeah.
Give me Sunday to do church. That's all I asked for. I didn't ask for money back. I didn't ask for anything back.
Right.
Yeah. I asked for Sundays to do church.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Daily devotions live.
Without we do that again. I've got this back going.
So, you know,
it's true. I mean, it's
life is short, man. I know there's cousins that don't like me. I know there's friends that don't like me. I know there's people out there that don't like me. But I don't have the time to even give them an ounce of a wink to care. Yeah. I got too many people that love me, and I got too much love for the people that even hate me.
Right.
I still love them. Only because that's what God says we need to be. And I get it. People done people wrong, and you hold grudges, and you might be mad, and an eye for an eye, and tooth for a tooth. And,
yeah.
But if that was the case, shouldn't we be taking all the lashes that Jesus received?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't we take all the spitting and hitting and the crown of thorns? Should we take every thorn that was put on his head? Should we take every sin that we have and get ridiculed for that?
Right.
I mean, if they're tooth for a tooth, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, God could have just turned around and said, well, okay, tooth for tooth, that's how you want to live? Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, you did this, you did this, you did this, so this is how you're going to live.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't do that. He says, I'm a forgiving God.
And he lets you, he gives you chances to pretty much fix what you did.
Yep.
And
repent and sin not no more.
Yep. And I think that, you know, that type of, because there was a time where, you know, I was in positions of wanting to commit suicide and things like that, but
oh, I can go. I'm good. I got hours in suicide. Trust me.
So it's like I've been in that position where I'm like, I hated myself for my past. But it's like, oh, somebody here. So I think like a lot of things have happened that where I know God has forgiven me and helped me. Change my life around.
I'm a piggyback.
Okay.
Why do people ask for forgiveness?
I think when people ask for forgiveness, because this is what I thought when I was literally going to say something. They feel guilty for what they did.
Okay.
For a reason. You know what I mean?
So if you ask God for forgiveness, God, I did an 8-ball last night. Please forgive me. God, I drank a fifth last night. Please forgive me. God, I smoked a cigarette. Please forgive me.
Yeah.
God, you know, I had a dirty thought. Please forgive me. Lord, I talked against a person's life. Please forgive me. If God is an ever-forgiving God, and God says, repent and sin no more,
yeah.
Why do people hold on to unforgiveness? When the person says, hey, can you forgive me? I did this wrong. Nah, man, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I know they're not God.
Right.
They're humans. But if people have this audacity, the audacity to sit there and have a high bar right. Where they think their crap don't stink.
Right. Yeah.
That just shows true colors of who you really are.
And it's like,
I don't have time for hatred. I don't have time for miserable lives, and I get it. People are depressed. I get it. People are angry. People are in struggles. People are broke.
Emotions.
Yes, things
yeah.
of life are hard.
Mm-hmm. Life does get hard.
It does get hard, but God never promised an easy life, because then everybody would live it.
Yeah. Then everybody would be like.
But the thing is
He does that.
Get over the grudges. Get over the pride. Let go of the pride. Let go of the grudges. Let go of all the unforgiveness. Let go of all that anger.
Yeah.
Trust me. It works. Mm-hmm. Your life is better. Life is easier.
Yeah.
And you get to sleep better. Your aches and pains in your body are all that anger and bullcrap you hold in your life. Let it go. Trust me. I had some things in my life that were ugly. I won't get into detail. But when I started releasing all the anger and letting go of the anger, asking God to give me more patience to deal with what I have to deal with, the knowledge, the wisdom, change me, God.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am not going to change you. I'll give you opportunity to change you, to change yourself.
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
I will give you every opportunity to show who you really are, to see what you really want. Because life is really not that hard if you believe in me.
Right. Very true.
Life is simple.
Yeah, because, I mean,
society makes it hard. The government makes it hard. The people of the Senate make it hard.
Yeah. They make it to where you have to almost live off of them.
Exactly. And that's the thing is, God says love everyone. Just let go of all the anger, the hate. Love your enemies. Love your people. Show them love. Love will conquer all. Until you release anything that's inside you that's not of me, you're going to live a hard life.
Yeah, same here. Because like I said, it's...
I mean, I try to show you every day because, you know, there's things... And we tease him a lot about his anger and stuff like that, but... As you saw yesterday, 3 times this computer did not want to work. And he was getting very upset to where he was going to throw the monitor through the damn window. I said, it's not that serious, man. It's a computer.
Yeah.
It's Facebook. Like, we can go on later, like, whatever.
Yeah.
He's over here getting mad. He's over here getting upset. Why?
Right.
It's just an object.
It was pointless.
So it's useless anger when he could have just shown love.
Yeah.
He could have just walked away, came back, said, you know what? Let's try it again.
True.
But no, he wanted to get mad and try to throw the TV out the window. I'm just saying. But the thing is all that, there's just, because that's a lifetime of buildup, a lifetime of being quiet, a lifetime of not saying anything and let people walk all over you. And I get it because things happen all the time. But see, I let people talk over me. I let people walk all over me. I let people treat me like crap. Right. And just like Bob's in La Bamba, I take the leftovers like a dog because I wanted to be loved. Yeah. I wanted attention.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? I have God's love and I got God's attention. I don't need nobody else. Yeah. You can hate me all you want. I still love you.
Mm-hmm.
You can not talk to me. I still love you.
Yeah.
You can hate anything about me. I still love you. You can do me wrong and I'll still love you.
Yeah.
You can talk about me. I still love you. And it's not because I think I'm better than anybody, but because life is too short to hurt myself by hating somebody else.
There you go.
Because I want to be a God-fearing man.
That's exactly
what I want to make sure that I get into the gates of heaven. I don't want to have to wonder, well, do you think I did this? And I wonder if God's going to get mad. I shouldn't have to worry about that if I'm doing the right things.
James made a point. It's a lot of miserable fake people out there in this world, which is very true because a lot of people.
No. I'm gonna piggyback on James. What makes them fake?
That's true. That's another thing.
What makes them fake? And yes, miserable is out there because misery lies company.
Yeah.
But what makes them fake?
I think what makes them fake. Are you asking me or?
Well, anyone.
Anybody that wants to
answer.
Well, on my end, if I was...
He took the hat off. Here we go. Here it goes.
I think what makes them fake is basically talking to you, hey, you're a great guy. Turn around, this dude's an
idiot. Oh, being two-faced.
Exactly. That's exactly what I think. Is work telling other people, yeah, Marcos is an idiot, or Marcos is, you know, this and that.
Marcos got me fired. I've heard that plenty of times.
Yeah. But
I didn't fire anybody. Yeah. Your lack of communication, your lack of business, mm-hmm. your lack of attention that was needed,
mm-hmm.
that got you fired.
Yeah. So
I didn't fire anybody.
The thing is like, I look at it as, you know, if you want to be real with me, then I'll be real with you. But I'm going to be real with you no matter what.
Yep.
So, it's something that when it comes to fake, it's very similar to what we just said, two-faced.
Yeah.
Is, you know, you want to talk about somebody in front of them that they're really nice and they're a really good person, but then you go and post something, or you talk about somebody at, or talk to somebody else about that person you were just talking to, but you're in the negative. You're saying it in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that that's part of that. And another thing that he was talking about was a strong prayer and surrounding yourself with the right things, right people. Things will get better.
Correct.
Yeah,
I agree.
Sure.
In agreement.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because, I mean, if, as long as you're in company with people who are just constantly complaining, arguing, being looking at negative things in life instead of all the positive, then yeah, you need to get away from that.
Yeah.
You can no longer do that. And I know some of the people, because I used to be that negative person.
Yeah.
I used to be that hateful person. I didn't care.
Yeah.
I wanted people to hear my anger. I wanted people to feel my anger. I wanted people to feel what I felt.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for them to feel.
Yeah.
I wanted them to feel it because where were they when I needed them?
Mm-hmm.
Where were they? I always got upset because I was like, I just wanted time with my brother. Mm-hmm. And every time I asked him to have, you know, some brother quality time,
right.
You know, he's always busy or he already had plans. Or I'm like, you know, I'm so sick of my brother, you know. He doesn't want to have time. He doesn't want to have time with me and this and that. I'm his only brother. Blah, 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 blah. Cry.
Right.
After seeing it in my own eyes and after doing it with my own people, my brother was just living life with his kids, his family.
Right.
He didn't have time to hear all the bitching and complaining. He didn't have time to sit there and listen to my miserable life. Because I was an alcoholic, a drug addict. He didn't want to listen to all that crap.
Right.
He was trying to stay away from the negative.
So,
I don't blame him. I don't even hate him. I love him for that. Because that showed me that I was in the wrong. That showed me where I was wrong.
Right.
Even some family members did the same thing.
That helped you.
Yeah. So what was I thought was being hateful and, you know, condescending, it was actually a blessing. I mean, it's all how we see things, how we have a perspective in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're always seeing things in a negative manner,
yeah.
We're never, ever going to see the positive.
Mm-hmm.
So just as a horse has blinders, it only sees what it wants because it's blinded by these little side shields. Now, if you take away the side shields,
it sees everything.
He sees everything.
Except for bodies.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's true. I mean, exactly what James said, both of them. Is really good thoughts.
Sorry, James, he's hogging the whole screen. I can't see nothing.
I don't know why it's blurry. Where's my camera? I think I moved too close. Hey, James, how you doing? Thanks for joining. We appreciate you. Let me get this fixed
real quick. Meanwhile, you do that. Angela Zamudio, John Ortiz, Stone, Joey, Moyo, Miguel, Benjamin, Marie, Sylvia, Chango, all watching. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for watching the show.
Let's go ahead.
If you guys got any questions, please feel free to call our messenger phone that's on there. We will answer, definitely.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about our sponsors real quick, because we forgot to do that.
We got emotional.
Let's go ahead and talk to our sponsors. So we got Pure West Compassion Club, located right here in Holland, 9730 Adams Street. If you need to give them a call, their phone number is 616-772-9420. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 12 to 4. You can also visit their website at purewestclub.com. And our newest sponsor is Southside Cuts, located at 114 West 16th Street on the south side, as you can tell by their name. Get a hold of them, 616-836-7502. For your next haircut. They're open Sunday through Saturday, pretty much all week, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Get a hold of them, make your appointment, and go from there. All right, back to the show. So, what does everybody look at in life when you're sitting there, you know, and Because I was sitting, as I'm in here before
anyway.
Anthony showed up, which snack trap is good food, people. You need to eat it. Before they showed up, I was sitting here thinking to myself, I need to be here every day. Like, well, not every day, but I need to be here Monday through Friday, like I said I was going to. And so it's like, I get it, I have other obligations to another job, and I understand that. And it's like, I can't do that anymore, because it's like, I feel like I'm wasting my talent. I'm not saying it in a negative way towards them, but I went to school to do this, not to go to work for somebody else, And I thank God for what He's given me and the talents He's given me. And I just feel like, I feel like I'm not doing what God asked me to.
What is that?
Because what I feel God asked me to do is to run this business. He helped us get here. And He's like, what are you doing? Your decision, what I gave you, use it. And that's what I feel like I'm not
use doing. What you have to help others.
Exactly. So
this is what I told the gentleman that I had a meeting with before the show.
Yeah. So I just feel like I'm not using the talent that He gave me correctly, the way I was told.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I understand that, there's a lot that happens in life where you just got to look at it and be like, all right, I got to go do something else, because I look at the other job as a place where, and again, the people there are good, they're awesome people, nothing against them, but it's not for me. It's not who I'm supposed to be. It's not where I'm supposed to be, and I'm not saying it in a way of bashing them or anything like that. That has nothing to do with it. It's just that I've done the factory work. And nothing against factory work. I'm not saying that. I'm saying my life. I've done the factory work. I've done working at gas stations. I've worked at grocery stores, restaurants, things like everything. I pretty much worked everywhere.
Welcome, Gisela.
Whatever. But I look at it as, in what really changed, and this is going to sound really weird, what really changed my mind of why am I still doing what I'm doing?
Mm.
And why am I not here?
Mm.
Is when I looked back and thought, when Matthew Perry died from Friends, and I know this is going to sound weird, I think about that every once in a while. Because, and I know a lot of people like the Friends show and some people don't like it, but it was a show that I can go back and watch, and that was like my comfort.
That was mine.
Yeah.
Joey.
Yeah.
Joey don't share food.
Exactly. Now, when Matthew Perry died, I don't care what he says. That hurt me.
How you doing?
That hurt me, like, to a point where I was like, I almost had a panic attack. Like, I could be next,
Mm-hmm. Life's too short, bud.
Yeah.
We don't know. Like, our days are numbered. I mean, we don't know when, how, where,
Exactly.
It could happen tonight, could happen tomorrow. You don't know.
Exactly.
That's why it's
that's why I'm like thinking to myself, I was like, just 2 days ago I was thinking this, and I was like, no, I don't want to go back to that. It's wearing me out, to a point where I'm constantly tired. Mm. Or I don't even want to get out of bed.
Yep.
And it's like, and I'm not saying that as an excuse of, oh, well, that's
welcome, Linda.
You're still getting a paycheck and stuff like that. I get that. But I can get a paycheck here, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to come here and work and do the job.
Yes.
So it's like,
give me some relief.
Well, that's you. But,
You know how much of a struggle it was just to leave this place? Today, I called about 10 people to come cover my shift just to leave. And everybody said no. Mm-hmm. Or people wouldn't answer their phones. And it wasn't until 7:30 or 8 o'clock that they answered. Oh, did you still need my help?
Oh, tonight?
Today.
Oh, jeez.
Like, that's what I told you on the phone. I was like, man, if it wasn't for, man, this business would be lost if I wasn't there.
So, and it's like, and then when you called me and said that, I was like, I think today was the last straw of when we have something going on, I have to be there. This is a business that I started. I'm not going to be in the position ever again to where I'm stuck because I can't be there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I need to be there, I'm gone. I'm out. Because I didn't start that to, and I'm nothing against you, I'm not saying this. I didn't start that to have somebody else run it. You know what I mean?
You told me that plenty of times.
So it's like,
again, I'm just your backbone. I mean, I'm not your backbone, but I'm just your backup.
Right.
That's all I am.
Yeah.
I don't want to,
but that's the thing.
I just don't want to, you know, all I want is Sundays. Right. That's all I wanted, but I'm here every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
I really don't.
But
the point is I'm not the only one running this.
Right.
Where's my partner? Where's my homie? Where's my friend? Where's my boss? Where's the people that are supposed to be here?
Right.
Not here.
Yeah.
I'm here. You're at work.
Yeah, so.
The other one's at home.
Yeah.
The other one's at work or at work. Wherever he's at.
But it's like, I get it, you know, and God's given me the strength to basically, you know, put up with that, you know, and it's like, it's tiring. I can't do that anymore. I'm not going to do it anymore, you know, because, you know, and I know they've helped me out, like, tremendously,
mm-hmm.
to a point where I'm like, they had my back on a lot of stuff, and I respect that, and I thank them for that, you know, and they've even said it themselves of, well, we went to school for this, so we wouldn't be mad if you left, but it's like, I think it's time for me to leave, you know, I think it's time for me to focus on this, do this job, create more jobs for others, and
that's what the plan was.
Grow, because that's, I mean, what was the point of this then if I'm not here? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think God has finally given me the opportunity to say, you know what? I'm sorry, but I can't do this anymore. I'm done. So it's like, you know, and it's, like I said, it's nothing against anybody there. It's nothing against anybody that helped me along the way. And I thank them all. I could thank them for the rest of my life. But, like you said, life is short, and we all know that. Life is short. I literally saw a video that Eddie Murphy said, and he was walking up to the camera, and he goes, do you realize the average lifespan in the United States is 75 years
old? 75 years old.
He goes, so that means, check this out. He goes, 75 winters, 75 springs, summers, and falls. He goes, that's not even a lot. That's 75. That's, what, 3/4 of your life, mm-hmm. of a lifespan.
Yep.
So it's like, I didn't even look at it like that. He goes, so at the end of the video, he goes,
what are you doing with it?
That, but he also said, stop whining, stop complaining, and just do your job, what you were sent here for.
To love others.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's like, I agree, and I feel, I mean, I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, well, you need that job because you're doing buffing.
You need Jesus. We need Jesus is what we need.
Exactly. Well, that's the point is like, excuse me. Like, I need, yeah, we need Jesus every day.
Every day.
But it's like I said earlier, I wake up and I thank God every day. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for another day. however I word it. But I also look at the, I open the Bible app on my phone, and I read the verse of the day. And even, and if I don't know what it means, I'll ask God, like, I don't care what that means. Show me what that means or whatever. And it gets me through the day. I mean, yeah, I'm going to have bad days. Everybody does. Like, the other, that day when I said, that freaking Alanis Morissette song came on.
And that post- no, and when you got, you were late for work.
Yeah. That right there is what made me look, what made me think God is real. Because and it was very ironic that that song was on. Ironic by Alanis Morissette was on.
Isn't that ironic?
And it was the part where she says, "Traffic jam and you're already late."
Yep.
Seriously?
Confirmation?
Exactly. That was the part where I knew, and I've always believed in God, no matter who told me what, but I will always believe in God no matter what happens in my life.
You know,
so, I mean, that is just a weird situation.
There's in life, man, again, God creates a lot of opportunity for each and every one of us to either make amends, to help each other, to grow with each other, to help build each other. Why are people so angry at each other?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, I think what it is some people just can't get over it.
Why? But they're quick to ask God for forgiveness, but they don't want to forgive somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And I ask myself, because I was that person. You are quick to ask God for forgiveness, but you can't even forgive the person asking for forgiveness.
Yeah. But
damn.
Isn't there a thing that says, like, you got to forgive yourself before, or is it the other way around?
No, that's with you and God. That's,
oh, okay. That's right. Something like that.
That's just so you can get out of your own, get your head out of your butt, yeah. Forgive yourself, for one, mm-hmm. and start living better. Because forgiving yourself is because you're dwelling in the guilt that you've done in the past. I've done that many years. I've lived life in this dark alley, in this grossed out bag that all I want to do is live in my vomit, live in, you know, in a sheltered place where I can just drink my life away, do drugs, and, you know, cause mayhem and get other people in trouble without having to manipulate people to get in trouble. Because I was mad. Because I was angry. I had a grudge. I was miserable. Right. And I wanted people to be miserable with me. Yeah. Misery likes company.
Yeah.
But you see, that was just the devil separating and killing. Because he was here to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah.
Destroy friendships, kill relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, and steal the relationship you have with God. And he did it very well with me. I lost a lot of people in my life. Friends, family, companies, all because of my bitterness. Because I allowed the devil to come into my life. I allowed the alcoholism. I allowed the drugs to come in and destroy my life.
Right.
What hurts the most is not knowing when to quit. And then quickly asking God to forgive me, yet I'm still angry.
Right.
How make that make sense? I'm angry because I could have lived a better life. I'm angry because I could have. I'm angry because I should have.
But you got to look at that. Look at it as turn those could haves that's the past, but you can turn them into.
But see, that's the thing. Some of us, just as I did, was living in the past.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It wasn't until the tour that I was taking. It wasn't until God actually let me see exactly the ugly that I was. The ugly. And I'm talking the nasty drug addict, the alcoholic, the bitter, angry, selfish, low down, dirty, grimy piece of crap that I was in the back of the day. I was really bad. Bad. Like, seriously bad. And I don't blame people for hating me. I still love them. I don't blame them for, you know, for being how they are today.
Right.
I still love them.
You know,
but the thing is I had to grow out of it. I had to see for myself that I was destroying myself and my relationship with my people, with God, with everything, because I was angry, all because my mom died.
Yeah.
I threw my life away after my mom died.
Yeah.
And I didn't care anymore.
Yeah, because you had that.
My mom was my queen.
Yeah.
She was my best friend I could go to and talk to. I could be in the middle of the midst of being so angry, and my mom would say, sit down. Have a beer. Have a shot. Relax. I'll be back in 5 minutes until that kicks in. Just like a doctor.
Yeah.
Until it kicks in, I'll come talk to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to use the bathroom. I'll come back and talk to you. Take a shot. Slam a beer. Now talk to me. What's going on? Oh, I don't remember. She goes, exactly. Was it worth it? You just wasted all that time being angry when you could have been happy making somebody else's life even better.
Right.
You lived in misery for how long? 8 minutes? 10 minutes? Half hour?
Right.
What if you were to die in that time that you were angry? Mm-hmm. Or at that person?
Right. Maybe get to fix it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's something that I think that we all need to understand, is that you never know when your time is up, because it could be in any moment, and we got 24 hours in a day, you know, to make it worthwhile, you know. But of course we all better remember to put God first in anything you
do. Amen.
Because
in everything that we do.
Yeah. There's been so many times where I'm like, for example, sometimes I'll wake up and not say anything. I'll just get up and get ready. But then later in the day, I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, God, I forgot to say thank you.
I did that today.
Yeah.
I got up and I started doing things. I'm like, dang it! I forgot to pray.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, that tells me right there that God understands. He's like, yeah, I get up and I forgot to say thank you, you know. And I'll say it throughout the day. I'm like, sorry.
I talk to him every hour, every minute that I can. And he's like, God, why can't Ben just be here? God, why can't Ben just get it through his head that he was supposed to quit his job a long time ago? God, why isn't Ben here yet?
Yeah.
No, but God just says, didn't you ask for patience? Let him learn. God tells me, didn't you ask for patience?
Oh, patience.
Let him learn. He's learning.
Pictures.
He's learning. He's not going to jump on them all at one time.
Yeah.
So I just keep my mouth shut.
I think what it is, too, is that, you know, I still have it in the back of my mind of course, yes, it's a paycheck, I get it, you know, whatever. But it's a stepping stone for me, where I, like, even when I was at the gas station, I mean, nothing against that either. It wasn't a hard job at all. It was an easy-ass job. But that's not what I wanted to do. Because ever since I was in middle school, I've always wanted to be a filmmaker. I always wanted to do film photography.
So porn, thank you. I'm playing, guys. Stop. I know. Yeah. We're talking about God. You say porn.
Yeah. No, but... I just felt like, you know, that's what I wanted to be. And I've always been that way.
Who's Nick Serrano?
Who's what?
Nick Serrano. He's been coming up on pages lately. I'm trying to figure out. Nick, what is your mom's name? Please tell me it's Heather. That would be funny if it was. If that's the same Nick I'm thinking about.
Yeah. Well, is he always watching?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think a lot of things is that I know. Oh, that's what I was saying. When I was at the gas station, I felt like pretty much the same way that I feel now. Of, I need to be somewhere else. I need to go do something. I need to, if I want to do what I say I want to do, I need to step it up.
And yeah. Do it.
You know, because it's like I said, and it has nothing to do with any job that I had, the people that trained me, the people that I worked with, my bosses. It's because my vision is here. That's all I think about when I'm there or when I was at the gas station.
Okay. Just
doing stuff like that.
You know, in that whole aspect, man, God gave me an opportunity to make things right. And I did. I still talk to my brother. We chat every now and then. Before we hang up the phone, to make sure we, I say, I love you, bro. He says, I love you too, man. He says, you know, we're just got busy lives. I got a kid in college now. And, you know, my youngest is on the honor roll. But both my kids are on honor rolls. And they're busy. They got bowling. She has art and this and that. And I'm just like,
they have a bowling one.
You know, and it's just like, the middle child is going to be a, I guess, man, that boy can cook. I tell you what. But yeah.
It's good when you have that cook in the family.
Yes, that cook in the family works. But, you know, make amends, people. I don't care if you, I mean, do you want God to help you and you want God to forgive you and to guide you? You need to get your stuff right with the Lord and get yourself right with the people.
One thing that people that do need to understand is, because a lot of people think God hates me for what I did. No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
God will never hate you for what you do. So just.
So put it this way: if your child did something, could you hate your child?
That's exactly the way.
Could you hate your kid and keep him away so you're not welcome back anymore?
Right. And anybody that does that is,
you know. You're evil. Get out of here.
Yeah. But it's like, because I think about that.
You can't.
Like, with my family, it's like, I look at stuff like that.
Kind of similar, but
almost to a point where I'm like, remember that What Would You Do bracelets?
Oh, yeah.
Or What Would Jesus Do?
What Would Jesus Do?
What Would You Do?
He wouldn't buy a bracelet.
I know, right? it's literally that. Like, what would Jesus do in that position? You got to think of that. Like,
you know what's funny? Back in the day,
which those bracelets started here in Holland. I don't know if you knew that.
Yep. Back in the day, What Would Jesus Do? Rocketed to a $1 million company.
Right.
Now it doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
Now it's just a company.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but all the Jesus stuff is gone. Like, now you can't even prophesy without somebody coming into your face saying that God sucks and God's this and God's that and he hates God and God to God. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. And now they took God out of school, out of the government. They're trying to take him off the money.
Yeah.
Why?
See,
why are they so angry with God?
Because they are angry with God because they don't want to see the truth.
Mm. What is the truth?
The truth
is he's the only way?
Amen.
He's the only way.
Exactly.
There's only one way, and that's his way.
Yeah. The only way
to live in freedom is to be with God.
And all you need to do is love people, have faith in God.
As big as a mustard seed.
Repent. It's almost like God gives you this opportunity to. It's easy. I mean, it's honestly the easiest thing you can do in your life. It's for one, is to accept God in your life. Because I know I have, and if I don't get to heaven, I'm going to have some words. No, but
I dare you.
No, God knows I'll lose. I know God, you know. Anyway, but I just think, so again, we got 6 more minutes. We'll go for an hour.
It's already going to be an hour?
Yeah.
I didn't even feel that way.
No. But that class must go.
That's probably why.
But it's already 10.
It's already 11.
Like 5 minutes fast, or slow. But, I just feel like, you know, there's opportunities out there for people to understand that life can be easy if you make it that way. don't do drugs, don't do, you know, I mean, it's okay to have that drink and, you know, the occasional beer and things like that, because from what I remember reading, didn't Jesus drink wine?
Nope.
Didn't he serve wine?
Nope.
So what did he drink?
Water.
So he never turned water into wine?
Well, he turned water into wine, but he never drank it. You show me where he said he drank. You show me the Bible where it says he drank wine.
I'll find something about that. But it was like, I'm trying to think of the word. To use it, it was something about, it was okay to drink, but to drink, wow, I'm trying to remember that word.
Mm-hmm. Don't twist the Bible.
No. It was like, and this is what I mean, like how people read stuff and they see it differently.
Mm-hmm.
This is
their perception and how they read it.
So, was to, okay, for example, if this is how much you're allowed to drink, then don't drink the whole thing. Is what I got out of it.
Do not be a drunkard.
Pretty much, yeah. Don't get drunk.
Because only reason that, you know, in the Bible it says do not be a drunkard is because being sober-minded, your mind is a very strong thing, especially when it comes to prayer, living in God's wisdom, God's knowledge. When you're drunk, you lose all perception.
Exactly. And that's...
And there's where the devil can come in and twist your mind up. Because the mind is a devil's playground.
Yeah, exactly.
So when people sit there and hate on other people, or they're mad at other people, or because we built something and some people had to be left behind, and it wasn't because of their lack of friendship, or that was because it just wasn't their time.
Yeah. Let me go off.
It was
because I want to put that to rest.
Thank you.
So again, we've had some people that were working for us that we had to release because it had nothing to do with their friendship. I mean, I still care for them. I still wish them the best. I will never hate them. And they took it that way. They took it as, because we were friends, that they were going to automatically have that position here. No, that's not how business works. When you don't do the job that we asked you to, or they have other scheduling, but yeah, we asked you to do this, but you want to post, or you want to say that you're doing something, but then you're really not. That's not how it works. We asked you to do things for the business, but it was because it wasn't on your schedule. No. And then you turn around and backlash us because
we're making business-minded decisions.
Yeah. And saying that what you said earlier never actually happened that way. So, and then when you...
Everyone was given an opportunity to take a sabbatical time to get their life right.
Exactly.
They chose not to. Now they're telling people that I got them fired.
Yeah.
I didn't get nobody fired. I gave you a choice to take a sabbatical, get your life right, and come back.
It never happened.
It never happened that way.
They were given an opportunity for that, yes. And they turned it down and said that they didn't want that pressure. And they were let go after that. So we're like, okay, well, you had that opportunity. You had that time frame. You could have came. That position would have been left open for you.
They would still have the seat.
Yeah.
All they had to do is...
We told them that.
You would still have a seat. Just take the sabbatical. Take some time off. Get your life right. Get it going. Do what you got to do. Come back.
Yeah.
I won't be pressured, bro.
Yeah.
It's not by being pressured. We're all pressured.
Everybody here is.
We all pay dues.
We got a job that we wanted to do.
We have a business to attend to.
Mm-hmm.
That's pressure enough. Exactly. But if it's not important to you, just take a sabbatical, get your life right. And we're offering you a sabbatical to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you couldn't comprehend it because your anger was too repulsive to see that point.
Because it was...
All you saw was people backstabbing you, or people were...
saying that we...
Two-faced?
Yeah, that...
Wasn't about that.
It had nothing to do with that. It had nothing to do with that. I don't... They can cry that all they want because we know what happened. We were there, and that's not what happened. So, we did have a person that did...
We were talking about God, and we're talking about life here at the studio.
Yeah. So, we're going back and forth with that. And
yeah.
It's all, this is all about life and what we're talking about.
Yeah. So, I mean, we prayed about what we could do and how we could help. But at the same time, just as this meeting happened before the show, if we do not know what is going on, we can't help you. Mm-hmm. Your pride got in the way.
Yeah.
Your thoughts got in the way. Your own ways got in your way.
Yeah.
We didn't know. But then you want to backlash on us
because you got let go.
Because you got let go. Mm-hmm. I'm not even mad. Just quick,
I was never mad.
Just quick
was
lying to people.
I was never mad. It was almost
everybody was given an opportunity.
Yeah. Anybody that walks in this door is given
but
opportunity. We're an equal opportunity lender.
Oh Jesus! But anyway, you know, just like the meeting I had before this show.
Yeah.
This is life with God. I was miserable. I was angry. I was frustrated. But you see, when you have other people get into your head and they tell you, you're not good enough.
Right.
Why are you listening to them?
Sir.
Oh, you're not doing this right. Well, then show me. Oh, I don't got time. Then shut up.
Hey, Jay, come back. Come on in. Oh, is the door locked?
Is he in? Is he here? Excuse me, change the screen, please.
So, yeah, they, I just feel like, you know, that opportunity was there for that person and they turned it down pretty much. I mean, I get, you know, things happen, people have their own lives going on, but it's like, okay, well, what was the point of this? You know, why did we bring you on? If you're not going to cooperate with us and say, hey, we had this stuff going on and it just didn't happen. So we had to go a different route, unfortunately. But, you know, but in the God aspect of things is, yeah, of course I did pray about it. I prayed about it. I asked other people about it, other business owners. Okay, what would you do in this position? You know, and they all said the same thing. Business is business. If they're not cooperating, if they're not working with you, then you got to do it differently. You got to look at it as a different situation of, okay, well, if they're not
listening to you, then
they need to hear them. Okay. So that's what happened. What up? What's going on?
How are you doing?
Thanks for coming. Thanks for stopping by. We've got a few people that showed up tonight. I'm going to put my bullshit right here because it's a red. It matches.
Hey. Oh, she's got Superman Crocs. She does.
Oh, nice. You want to show it on the camera?
No.
But, you know, like I said, I mean, we gave him the opportunity to be able to come back and he turned it down. So that's pretty much what happened. So if you hear different, we don't care.
We don't. I've had enough of it. I'm tired of it.
I moved on. You know, again, we do have a couple other people. We have one other person that is said they would take a sabbatical, so that's cool. And another one that...
Oh, just in case you guys don't know what a sabbatical is, okay. It's taking time off of work or life to get your life right. And then you can come back without any repercussions. No disciplines.
Ross took us a bit.
They were on a break. But, you know, just in life in general. May I share a little bit?
Yeah, of course.
This is a gentleman. J-Dot in the house.
J-Dot, what up?
And the precious little woman here.
Hi.
So,
Mari.
Mari. She looks just like her mother.
Wait, who's your mom?
Maria Rodriguez.
It's Lil Miser, something that's D
date Mighty.
My uncle is John Ortiz. He's married to
John's me. Actually online.
That's right.
To my aunt Erica.
That's
right. Yeah.
I think John's still online, isn't he?
Now it's all coming
back. He's pretty good. Well. Right. But, so, I had a meeting with Jada. I started crying earlier. Because he lived exactly the same life I was living. And that hurt like hell. I cried it. Jeez. It hurt. It sucks. I've been there. And I surely don't want people to live that life, which is why tonight was about life. Because I asked J-Dot, what's going on? He said, life. Oh, so you had a handle. Great. Why are you here?
Yeah.
When I ask people what's going on, it's, I don't want to hear life. Everybody has life.
Right.
Everybody has issues.
You want to know exactly.
I want to know exactly what's happening, because if I don't ask you, that means I don't care.
You're making me. Look at the churches. Oh,
you know, I got a lot of love for people. Your mom is one. I miss the heck out of that woman.
That crazy lady.
But I have a lot of love for people. And I was here to help people. I was became a pastor to help people. Not to ridicule people or judge people, but to help them. And not in ways that churches help people. People, you know, they make you go to classes and everything. I'm not bashing churches. I'm just saying, with me, I'm an open book. I'll tell you my life. I'll tell you where I messed up. I'll tell you what I could have done better. But I'll show you even better. Because this is better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is.
And this is where I told J-Dot earlier, if we don't not know what is going on with you, we can't help you.
Right.
If we do not know exactly what's happening, you're not going to know your true talents.
Right. Exactly. And that's what
we're doing. We just found out tonight that we just might have another editor. Which is fine, because it was pretty awesome, because it's like...
Programs.
What programs?
Usually like Final Cut and things like that. Just
sorry,
little, like,
we don't use that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be real with you. I hate that program.
Yeah, and DaVinci is one I'm starting to use.
I use one that's called Wondershare.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Okay. It is a program that, yes, I pay for it, but it's $38 every 3 months.
Okay. Thank you.
And it has way more features on it than Adobe does.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's easier to use.
Yeah.
That's what I do everything with. That's the only one I use. And that's why I'm cool. No, but I will teach you to use that one if you want. Because it's... Hold on, let me show you.
Sorry, guys, you see me texting that. I don't know if somebody wants to be on live. I'm just texting a friend if they want to be on live. But anyway...
Once it opens up.
You know... We're here to pull up, you know, Black River Studios is here to pull out talent from people. Mm-hmm. We understand you have a great talent for rapping, a great talent for music, mm-hmm. but that's not what we're trying to pull out of you.
Right.
We're using it, but it's not what we're trying to pull out of you. We're trying to pull your whole you.
Yeah. Yeah.
People don't know your real name, and I'm not going to tell them your real name, but I asked him, I know who J-Dot is.
Yeah.
Who is this person? And he laughed. Because everybody knows who J-Dot is.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who this person is.
Right.
Because he holds it in. Mm-hmm. But see, what I was talking earlier, that God gives us talents. He gives us things in life to help other people. And if we don't utilize what we have and the talents that we have to help other people, then why are we complaining about having a bad life?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We are here to help each other. Again, Black River Studios ain't all about money. We're about helping people, pulling up talents. That's what we're about. Helping companies grow, helping the community grow, putting the community back together, raising that raza, helping other people. Doesn't matter what culture you're from. I don't care what God you believe in. You come here, you're going to get the same amount of help.
You like men or women, I don't give a crap. But you know what I mean?
But One thing you will do when you are here is pray.
Yes.
And love the God that we love. Because of the fact that it was God, our God, that gave us this.
Yeah.
I told Marty on the way here about our prayer earlier.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, it touched my heart. Because, you know, not every day you got someone being like, you know what, come here.
Let me take that time to pray over you.
Yeah.
You know, that means a lot.
Like, you know, it felt
good. Like, so I'm gonna be real. I think James can catches as real, not
what
fake.
Did you ever fake?
Oh, I don't know. So I bit my tongue earlier. I'm saying I didn't say what I wanted to say because I was trying to hold myself from crying.
Yeah.
Because hearing your story and hearing what we were going through was just like I'm looking in the fucking mirror. Sorry, I swear. I'm looking straight in the mirror at my young self.
Yeah.
And if I would have pulled and listened to the people that were trying to do right by me,
yeah.
If I was to listen to them, I wouldn't have lived that hard life. And I would have used my talents for the good and not for the bad.
Yeah.
Instead of being old and using my talents now, you know, but again, if I didn't learn all this bad stuff and didn't go through all this bad stuff, I would never learn the stepping stones and I would have never have grown.
Exactly.
I still would have been that same miserable son of a gun that I was.
That's what I say all the time too. I don't regret things from my past or who or what I did, you know, because at the end of the day it makes you who you are. You learn trials and tribulations you have to go through to build into the person that you're going to be in the future, mm-hmm. be later on, you know.
Yep.
That means a lot, having to go through those types of things to figure out who you are, you know?
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, that's a good way to look at it.
So, looking at J-Dot, I was holding in my tears. I've been doing that prayer. I knew what to pray. Because God kept pulling me. I don't chase people. I will not chase people. God just said, get him. Go get him. I don't want to. He ain't doing nothing for me.
Right.
And he's like, go get him. I'm telling you, go get him. Get him. Go get him. I don't want you. He ain't doing nothing for me. It's for Black River Studios, not for me. And he's like, go get him. So I kept chasing him. He kept ignoring me. Or he had some kind
of...
I told him, in all realism, I told him, I'm here for you. These doors will always be open for you. I just don't want him living that same life that I lived. Because it sucks.
That's 6, because...
that life sucks. I know where he's at.
Yeah.
I just don't want him turning into something that he shouldn't be.
Exactly.
And I want him to get with God before it gets too late.
And that's exactly too what I said was you are more than welcome to come here whenever you're here.
Our studio is your studio.
Okay. So here's an opportunity to, if you want, up to you.
I get to be released?
No.
Well, I'm still chained to that damn desk. God.
I want you to be able to have somewhere to go. You know, because I mean, you guys are obviously in the position. You guys live here in Holland, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was trying to do. Anyway, so you're more than welcome to come do like an internship thing here and start from that.
I told you.
You know.
I told you. All that talent that you hid from people, you could have been here.
Because I honestly...
You just slap him letter. You just slap him letter.
Because
I told you, come on.
Right. I told you should have went there too.
But see, this is what happens when you hide.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you ignore people.
Yeah,
people are reaching out and God is telling me, you ain't done nothing for me.
Yeah.
The hell am I waiting time for it?
Yeah.
Missed opportunities.
You know, God was like, get him.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Go get him. I don't want to.
Okay, so...
Start responding more.
Okay.
One message goes a long way.
Exactly. Because there was so many times that I wanted to quit school.
Yeah.
Because I was
too.
Like, man, if I just want to get started with this, I don't want to do this anymore. And I pissed myself off because I was like, why would you think that way? So, again, I graduated, finished it. I'm good. Yeah, I got these posters, but I want my movie poster.
Yeah.
So.
We want records.
Yeah.
We records, want films.
Films. I got pictures. I can hang those up. But it's like, you have a talent that you need to severely release. Yeah, you've done music. We've seen it. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. But you need something to fall back on.
Yeah.
So, like, say you take a year off, you don't want to do music. There's a camera right there you can use. Or an editing software. Even if you come in here and be like, hey, can I like make a couple of skits or whatever? Like,
I told you. Stop me when I lie.
So,
I told you.
Because, and this is the reason why I started this business was, like me and him discussed, to create jobs.
Yeah.
To create jobs that...
But we can't create jobs if you're hiding your talent.
Yeah. There's nobody else. Yeah. Where else do you see in Holland that people are doing this?
Yeah, you know.
You know what I mean? Yeah, there might be some hidden ones somewhere. Yeah. But...
They don't want everybody in their shop.
Yeah.
We don't care who's in here. As long as you're utilizing what you have and bringing out your talent, please, by all means, my studio is your studio, his studio is my studio, your studio, everybody's studio. Yeah. Don't feel like, Oprah, you get a studio, you get a studio, you get a studio.
You're stupid. No. How does that go on? You threw the hamburger?
I don't remember.
Half-baked. Remember when he was quitting his job?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You're cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's, again, I created this for other people to create jobs for others.
Look at my tears messed up my glasses.
No, here, you want this?
No.
Oh, you got your mic on. So, I didn't use it on my...
But, no, just understand, man. I know where exactly where you're at. But I really need you to... Well, we really need to be with God.
Okay.
Most.
So before we get on with that, let's end the show. We can talk quietly.
Okay.
So, again, we got J-Dot. What's up, man? We appreciate you stopping by. I know it wasn't that long, but we'll do other shows down the road. But
we know you're going to be running this
song. I'm out here. What am I doing? See, this is where we...
See, we mess up a lot.
So thank you everybody for joining. Again, let's do the sponsors real quick before we log off. So our first sponsor is Pure West Compassion Club, located right here in Holland, 9730 Adams Street, 616-772-9420. Give them a call, make an appointment. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Sunday, 12 to 4, or you can visit their website, purewestclub.com. Check it out. Give them a call. And then our newest is Southside Cuts, located at 114 West 16th Street, right here in Holland. They're open weekly, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can give them a call, make an appointment, 616-836-7502. Moyo, we appreciate you. Thank you. I'll give you a call from my...
Oh, I need to trim my hair done. Yeah. Like, I need a break.
So you do want to do so.
I told you.
So he'll give you a call too. All right, well, we thank you everybody for joining. We appreciate your views. We appreciate your comments. My cousin Steve says, we've all been there. It's called Did and Learn.
Yep,
that's true.
There you go.
Perfect. All right, Steve, thanks for tuning in. Sorry we're about to log off. But we'll catch you on the next episode. So everybody have a good night. Again, Jada, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for stopping by. And we got Marcos. Oops, wrong way. We got Marcos with a...
God bless.
Why did I do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, backwards. Anyways, all right, everybody have a good night, and we'll see you later.
God bless. Be safe.
Oh, and we will have shows next week, but they won't be half hour.
Half hour shows.
Because we're cool.
Wow.
All right, peace out. Bye.